rectangle.
Thank you.
Thank you. But you gaze at the wall with no expression on your face, like a puppet. It makes me weak to watch you gaze at the world like there's nothing left. It makes me sick to open my body to you, to give you all I have. If I could possess you, like I possess my own body, to possess is to be in control.
To be in control. Now, it was just after I was ousted from a caravan traveling through the Sinai when I became into the dubious position of becoming an advisor to Ramses II. Ramses II of the Exodus, many people say to me, and I say, no, there was no Exodus. We kicked him out. And it was during a war with the Philistines when I came in contact with a certain Greek merchant selling questionable botanical specimens for the royal zoo that Ramses was planning for Thebes. And I examined these questionable specimens of dubious botanical quality when all of a sudden I noticed the fertility goddess drifts into the room. She is wearing an orange shirt with blue monkeys of the sort seen on children's shows. She hatches a blue monkey on the floor in front of startled guests and spectators. She sputters a colorless liquid drawl, and I know she's been awake for weeks. Her skin a gray corpse banner, the flag to all the amphetamine nations of the world. I first met the fertility goddess in Baltimore, sitting in a riverfront shack. I woke up sick, and I heard the sound of a calliope in the plaza. It was summer, I believe. Eyes met in the smoke, and the river stank. But she offered me a cigarette while flies licked at her cheeks. Hey, Mr. California, what are you doing so far away from home? Her hands weaving at a cautious window. Oh, God, I thought, getting stiff under the table. And it was only moments when she had me, squealing and begging in pagan worship, manifesting like a filthy Pakistani clothes. Where is the fertility goddess? Where is she today? Where is the fertility goddess?
Yeah. Thank you.